Welcome to the Jesse Peterson Show. This is a two-part series dealing with AIDS within the black community. Today, my guest is Minister Charles S. from Mosque Number 27, Nation of Islam. And we're discussing a medication called Immunovirin. That is right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I want to welcome you back, and I appreciate your patience with us.
Thank you, Jess, for having me.
First, tell us about Immunovirin again, for those that wasn't tuned in last week.
Okay.
Tell us about the medication.
Immunovirin is a quite incredible effective treatment for the AIDS virus. It is made from human alpha interferons, which the body produces and is naturally produced by the body to fight bacteria and germs off in the body.
Okay.
But when you have AIDS, these cells are destroyed, and the T cells, the T4 cells, are diminished, okay? And these virus cells destroy the healthy cells, and then the body's health depletes, and it goes downhill, and you come up with other ailments that actually kill you, such as pneumonia and other things that you die of when you get into the full-blown stages of the AIDS virus,
you know,
disease.
Because of time, I really want to make points that you want to bring out to the public.
Yes.
Let me just ask, when you say they take, do they take this from a healthy body?
Is
that what
it is? It is made through, from my understanding, through a culture,
uh-huh.
Okay? And it's multiplied like a biological culture, okay? And it's manufactured in that way.
And this medication was discovered in Africa?
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
In Kenya by Dr. Davy Koech.
And now it's available in the United States and in California?
Yes.
In particular? Okay.
Yes.
Is there something else you want to tell us before we take a question? You want to come down? Come down. We have a question from the audience. But
okay.
There's something else that you wanted to bring out to
Yeah,
us.
I wanted to, as we stated last week, we tried to encourage everyone to do the responsible thing and get tested so that you can know your HIV status.
Right.
And it's 9 points that we want to remember.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, number one, be aware. Awareness of an individual's HIV status can only be ascertained by testing. All individuals sexually active within the last 10 years should be tested in a confidential medical setting. So it's no fear to be tested, for someone might put a stigma on you or shun you in that way if it's done confidential and you can get an effective treatment such as Immunovirin, then you can be on your way to a normal and healthy relationship with your family and in society. Point number two, be knowledgeable. Point number three, be responsible. Number four, if your HIV status is negative, keep it that way with a healthy, moral, and responsible lifestyle, meaning encourage others to do likewise. Sexual abstinence is advised for those outside a stable relationship, i.e. marriage. Give love and support to those in your family or community who need it. If you are not sure how to protect yourself and those you love, seek help from a knowledgeable doctor. Number five, if your HIV status is possible, seek the care of a trusted physician immediately. Number six.
Let's stop at five and take a question, then we come back to
okay.
six, because I want to finish those as well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to know exactly what does it do for AIDS? Does it cure you or what? Or just make you live longer or what?
Well, the word cure is not being used at this time because the treatment is too new, okay? But it is effective in arresting the virus so that it can no longer destroy the healthy cells of the body and bring about death.
So the person, like, lives a normal life and doesn't have to worry about death?
That's correct.
Can they still pass it on when they're going through that? I mean, when they've, you know, arrested the disease or whatever?
If it's arrested, I don't believe you can pass it on.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask you, you said earlier in part one about maybe they're trying to kill the black people with AIDS. But I don't know, maybe they could have put it in the black community, but aren't the black people killing themselves by doing what they're not supposed to that makes them catch it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Definitely. Yeah, we. The truth is a two-edged sword. You know, there's responsibilities that we have as black people, and then there's other elements that we have to be aware of to make sure that we don't become victimized by others other than ourselves. And even like in the other show that you had, one of the gentlemen from the police department said that we have to begin to take the responsibility for ourselves and That's right. Some of the things that we have to do to make sure that, we, you know, put forth the images and do the kind of work and become responsible and have the role models that we need to bring up a new generation that has hope.
Charles, why are we out of control?
Why are we out of control? That's a big question, brother. That is a very big question. It stems in the home. It includes the belief system, morality, doing what is right, knowing what is right, and doing what is right, having the discipline and the self-control to do that. Yeah. That's a big subject.
Okay, and I'm gonna have you back, and we're gonna discuss that.
Yes, Minister. I wanted to ask, knowing the Nation of Islam's history on entrepreneurship, why is it feasible for the Nation of Islam to become involved in its development and its production here in the United States?
We are, my brother, thank you for that question. We are not in this business to make money. We are trying to save lives. One reason that the FDA does not approve this so readily, such as AZT and some of the other drugs that the FDA has approved so far, is because this is not a synthetic drug. This is not something that can be manufactured in the laboratory and make money, okay? This, there's no money, not real, a lot of money in this to be made, okay? So basically, we're not in it from a money-making standpoint. We're in it to really help people that have this dreaded disease.
And one other question, if I may. Some of the other more vocal groups that have obtained recognition, such as ACT UP, have they been in contact with you? Because they seem to want to exploit any possible avenue for a cure. Have they been aware? Has the nation been in touch with individuals from that organization? Are you familiar with ACT UP?
No, I'm not familiar with them, no.
Just a brief history. I've seen them. They are more militant type of AIDS group, and they're demanding that the FDA approve these various drugs and that the testing be done in actual application to the general population. So I was just curious whether or not they had information on it.
I'm not sure, my brother, if they have been in contact with Dr. Alim or Dr. Justice in the Abundant Life Clinic in Washington, D.C., or any other of the network offices that have been set up. I'm not sure if they have been in contact with them or not.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. You're very nice with the ACT UP group. I would have said there's some crazy homosexuals running around trying to make everybody accept them. That's what's going on. There were some more points you want to finish and something else that you wanted to bring out that we just were discussing during the break time.
Yes. Number six is for these people that have the disease, that have the virus, it's important that we keep faith, okay? Have a positive outlook, because that can be the determining factor. And as noted in the clinical studies in Kenya, it has been the determining factor for 2%, the 2% that did not respond well to the treatment. As they researched it and looked at it, they realized that these 2% had actually given up on life. And therefore, the drug, the treatment, could not help them. The body didn't respond because they had already decided that I'm going to die. So you have to have faith and you have to have a positive outlook.
That's a good point. I was going to ask, could a person be healed from AIDS without any medication at all?
It's possible.
With faith, you know.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
And I believe with God, all things are possible.
So that can work. That comes along with the attitude.
Yes.
Because you know what happened yesterday morning? I got up in the morning, and normally I don't live in that world, which is of the thoughts, which is of emotion and doubt and fear. And for some reason, when I got up yesterday morning, I got lost in my thoughts. And all of a sudden, my whole body was affected. You know, I began to get anxiety and worry and stress. And I noticed a whole change in my whole being. And I said, oh, my God, I had to come out of this world, right? So I came out of my thought, and right away, peace came back. You know, like everything was at peace again.
Yes.
And I think that if people can develop the proper attitude, love what is right and live by that, anything is possible.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can be healed. You agree with that?
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I have a multiplicity of questions all around the interferon, alpha interferon. This particular, I've heard that the HIV infected person, they found a number of studies have been done to, and it seems to indicate that the HIV alone is not what causes full blown AIDS, but cofactors such as the drug use and malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So with that information, the alpha interferon compound or medication that's being used, is it used alone or is it used in addition to good nutrition and all the tenets of good health?
Yes, that's a good point, sister. Yes, we do have to implore common sense to deal with the health situation. If your eating habits are not, you're not eating correctly and properly to maintain good health, whether you have AIDS or not, that's going to be detrimental to your general overall health. So if you have the AIDS virus, it's very important that you keep up a good diet and make sure that you have all the nutrients necessary to maintain good health. Now, if you have the virus, then and you're taking the Immuviron, then you want to also maintain that same mindset.
Let me just ask something along that line. I know you're not a doctor, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not a doctor. So you may not know this. Is there like these little things riding around in your body eating up your white cells or something? It's like I envision.
Yeah, they attack them.
I envision that this little thing running around in us, or those that have AIDS, and it is eating up every little thing around. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
And so if I ate right, how would I stop that thing from eating up my T cells?
Well, you need a good balanced diet, okay, to provide you with the nutrients. And as those nutrients are assimilated in the body, then they help the blood, they help the nerves, they help the muscle system, they help the skeletal system, they help the brain, okay? They help the circulatory system. These different things that just bring about general health have to be maintained. Now, the virus, it attacks the body. It attacks the white cells. It attacks the living cells of the body, okay? And what is generally dispatched to fight them, it eats them up too.
Really?
So this invader is now getting bigger and larger and getting strength by destroying the natural defenders that the body has.
You know, we only have 2 minutes left, and I wish we had more time. Had I known that this was going to be this interesting, we having a break. Oh, I'm sorry. We have more time. So I can take another question from her. I thought we were running out of time.
Okay, I wanted to ask, are there any side effects to the alpha interferons?
At this point, we have not discovered any. I take that back. The only two side effects is it increases the diet, and it
increases the diet
for someone who has lost their appetite.
Oh, it increases the appetite.
It increases the appetite. If you can call this a side effect, these are the two.
Uh-huh.
It increases the appetite, and it stimulates the sexual drive, which one has lost when he or she has been fully absorbed by the virus.
Okay, thank you.
So if those are side effects, that's what they are so far.
If I had AIDS and the hell with sex, I don't want no more sex, believe me. Let me just say, we're going to a break, but I know there's some other points that you want to make because Rosalind had brought some things to you.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that you get your information out.
Okay.
But before we go to, we have a minute, right? Before we go to a break, how is the black community receiving this information? Because I know a lot of times when you hear that the Muslims are doing things, right away a lot of black people say, I don't want anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
How are they receiving this information?
In a very positive way. But as you know, in order to get new information out, there's a lot of groundwork that has to take place to make sure that information gets out. And we thank you for allowing us to come on your show to help get this information out.
You're welcome. We're going to take a break. And I'll be back in a minute.
Rebuilding the Black Community by Rebuilding the Black Man. Meetings held every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Location, 2625 West Manchester Boulevard, Inglewood, California, 90305. For more information, call area code 213-759-3844. That's 759-3844. Bond, Rebuilding the Black Community by Rebuilding the Black Man.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Minister Charles X from Mosque number 27. All right, I remember
yes,
correctly.
Sir.
This young lady here had a question that I want to ask right away. Does this medication reverse the effect, or
does the person then test negative?
In some rare cases, that has been cited. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is some other information that you want to bring out. You want to
get to that now? Yes, I wanted to respond as we close for the last break. You asked how was the community responding.
Right.
And I just want to bring you up to date on some of the work that Dr. Ali Muhammad and Dr. Justice have been doing throughout the United States, and specifically recently here on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. In June, Dr. Muhammad addressed the San Diego Convention of Golden State Medical Association, a division of the National Medical Association, an organization of black physicians. During this historic address, more than 200 black physicians, Dr. Muhammad presented sound scientific facts on Immuviron, something he said the U.S. Public Health Service so far has been unwilling to do. AIDS is destroying black populations worldwide, particularly in the central belt of Africa, he said, where possibly tens of millions are afflicted with the HIV virus.
Wow.
And also recently in San Francisco, he spoke to the National Medical Association.
Is he doing anything over at King Drew Medical Center?
Yes, that was last week.
We
had an audience with doctors of the medical community, and to get the message out, to get the word out, and disseminate the information to let them know that there are alternative treatments available other than AZT and DDI. And
so how are they receiving this, the doctors at that particular
hospital? Oh, they're open arms.
Really?
Open arms.
Okay. There was some other point. Did you make the other point about that?
Yes.
Let me ask. Again, people that's on welfare or don't have finance, they mm-hmm. can't, you don't know for sure, or can they purchase this medication with their Medicare?
I don't know at this point, but I'd like to give the information as far as the number, again, to Dr. Alonzo Lockhart, MD, area code 213-861-9863. That's area code 213-861-9863, Dr. Alonzo Lockhart.
Okay. What is the statistics, if you know, within America, within the black community of AIDS? What are the case numbers? Do you know that?
48% blacks and Chicanos have been affected with the virus.
48%.
In which we are only, if you add the blacks and Chicanos, we only make up 20% of the population. So there's a disproportionate number that are affected with the virus.
And is this homosexual groups of blacks and heterosexual?
This is...
Or is this all everyone together?
This is everyone together.
Oh, okay.
And everyone together, the statistics are 50% men, heterosexual, 50% women, and 25% children.
How do heterosexual men get AIDS?
How?
Yeah. I know they can get it through the needle or some type of contact.
Blood transfusion.
But can they get it from having sex with a woman?
You can if the woman has the virus.
How is that? And the reason I'm asking because I'm under the impression that it is passed through the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean through blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have sex with a woman.
Not only blood. Body fluids.
Body fluids. Oh, okay.
And so you could be intimate and be kissing and get it.
Oh, I see. And so that's how a heterosexual man can get it, possibly?
Yes.
Do that?
Yes.
Okay. Also, when the AIDS break down your system, you catch pneumonia.
Yes.
And other diseases. And if you come in contact with another person just in a room or something, can you catch it? I mean, can you... Well, you won't catch the AIDS, but you will catch the disease that that person have. Is that right? Tuberculosis or whatever?
That's... Yeah, yeah. I'm not a medical physician, so I don't know all of, you know, fully all of the implications of that. But just common sense, I would think that, yes, if someone, if you walk in a room with someone that has a cold and they sneeze on you, it's a chance that you could get that in your body and be affected.
How come we
by
don't
it?
Hear people talking about that?
About?
You know, like, we know that if the AIDS break down your immune system, you're mm-hmm. you are subject to all the different diseases that come about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are in the room with another person, you can then pass it on that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I never hear anyone discuss that. Have
well,
you?
I've heard Dr. Ali Muhammad speak of how this virus is so new and all of the methods of contracting it has not been investigated yet. So there's probably many, many ways that one could get it that we don't even know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful, very careful. And we should test regularly, because just because I test today doesn't mean that I something has not happened where I have not contracted the virus.
You know, AIDS was around and we didn't know about it. And there was a period when everybody was having sex. You remember, like, during the 60s, everybody was having sex.
Yes.
So a lot of us could have caught it at that time and didn't even know it because we were just, like, partying it up, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
That's sort of scary, right? Because anybody can have it.
That's right.
Is there anything else you want us to talk?
I'd like
is
to
so
finish
precious?
These other couple points here.
Anyone have a question or anything? No? Okay.
Point number 7 is truth will set us free. And that's important because that's what the Honorable Louis Farrakhan dispatched Dr. Ali Muhammad and Brother Wali to Africa to find out the truth about this new treatment for AIDS. So the truth is very important.
Let
about
me put
it.
A plug there. Mm-hmm. You told me during commercial break that in Africa, the adult, the children are having the funerals because the adults are dead.
Yes, it's very sad. The most of the funerals are conducted by the children because most of the adults have already died.
Isn't that something? That is absolutely terrible. Yes. Uh-huh. That is awful, man. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Brother Charles.
Can you come over
sure. I'd like to get clarification. Do you mean 48% of the people have AIDS or 48% of the AIDS cases to date are black and Chicano?
48% of the AIDS cases are black and Chicano.
Really?
That's very disproportionate.
How did we catch up so quick with the homosexual groups?
Hmm.
Because originally it was just white homosexuals, is that right? I mean, here in this country.
Yeah, and then they targeted the Haitians, remember?
Yeah.
But we have caught up very fast.
So how did we catch up so quickly?
That's a good question, brother.
And
that's
we don't
a
have
good
an
question.
Answer. Yes.
What?
Am I here? Okay, go ahead.
One of the reasons why we've caught up so fast is because they've now discovered that not only HIV drug users are subject to HIV infection, people who snort drugs or use drugs of many different kinds of drugs, and there are a lot of people in the black community that use drugs, well, the white community too, also, but drug use in general breaks down the immune system. Even if you don't have HIV, I mean, because drugs are suppressant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
You spoke of an eating habit earlier. Give me
yes.
an example of a good eating habit.
A good eating habit would try to have a balanced diet, okay, where you have your protein, you have your vegetables, okay, and you drink plenty of water, and try to develop a diet that will give you the balance, the necessary vitamins that you need to remain healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us?
Yes, these other few points. Organize our community. AIDS represents an attack against our people and can only be countered by an organized, unified community. Our community must reflect a positive, loving, and progressive attitude towards the members who are HIV positive. Our economic, social, educational, political, cultural, legal, spiritual, as well as health communities must be organized and mobilized in a coordinate effort against this ultimate challenge to our survival.
I have 2 points there. You mentioned trust earlier.
Yes.
I mean the truth. You said the truth.
The truth.
It's good.
Yes.
Do you find that a lot of people don't want the truth? They don't like the truth?
Yeah. There could be. There are a lot of people that don't like the truth.
And why is that?
As the Bible says, the truth is not in them.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to love the truth, and that will help. And organize.
Yes.
What do you mean by organize?
Come together with groups that will deal with the families that are affected. Try to get more information and be educated to, as far as the treatment that's available and how to handle, you know, the people that are infected as far as family members and that kind of thing. You don't want to discard them. You don't want to exile them somewhere, especially when there's MU Viron on the scene.
I'm serious.
It's good
you know,
news.
We only have 1 minute left. Will you come back again and do another show? Maybe we'll do like the whole 2 hours on
it. I'd love to.
Is there something you want to leave with the audience, some phone number or information you want to give out within this
yes.
1 minute?
Yes, get tested, and you can get tested at this number, area code 213-861-9863. Dr. Alonzo Lockhart, and he's located at 10232 Lakewood Boulevard, and that's in Downey.
Do they charge for the testing?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
If there is a charge, it's minimal.
Okay.
This is not a money-making venture. This is a venture to save lives.
Do you think that a lot of people won't get involved with this because they think that they are helping a Muslim,
well,
the nation of Islam, to make money?
It's like I said, it's not a money-making thing, okay? And at some point in our development, we're going to have to stop all these stigmas and drop all these labels that keep us divided as a people, okay,
yeah.
And as a world, and do the right thing, do the responsible thing. And then the responsible thing in this case is to get tested.
I appreciate you coming. I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time. I thank you for being with me. Bond phone number is 213-759-3844. We will also have the number for the medication or the doctor at the Bond's office. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.